way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
You are, you know it needs, the headphones need to be down.
Stop pointing at me in relief.
No.
Yes.
You don't get it. This is our 17th podcast. You think you would know by now.
Yeah, and it might be the first podcast where I actually chuck the headphones at you. Hmm.
Chuck?
Yeah.
So we're back in like 8th grade?
That's right.
You're going to chuck something at me? Oh my God. It's number 17. That's impressive. That's like winger status.
Oh my God. Do you realize it's that very, there's a very slim, what am I looking for? The word I'm looking for, of demographic.
Ooh, big word.
Yeah. Of slim our podcast listeners what? That know what in the world you're talking about.
I got news for you. There's a very slim demographic of people actually listening. So
only the cool ones.
It's even more slim than you thought it would be initially.
You never know.
That's true. We're doing all right.
Anyways.
Welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with me, Joe.
And me, Carol Ann. Whoa, throwing the middle name there today.
Do I need to change the logo to include Carol Ann?
That's right.
I don't think there's room.
All right, well, whatever.
Because it's tucked in the little corner there, so I don't think you can do that.
But it doesn't matter. Anyways.
How's it going? What? Ooh.
Ho.
What? Hey.
Huh?
Boop. Okay. Were you going to say something? Because I think you might be having a stroke.
I was just going to ask you how it's going.
It's going okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
That wasn't super convincing.
Well, owning a house sucks.
Yeah.
So we had a free weekend, essentially, where no kids, no nothing. And other than getting breakfast at Undergrounds again on Saturday, and then going to a couple of estate sales in the morning, we went to Home Depot to buy stuff and spent Saturday and Sunday basically doing house crap.
Yes.
So owning a house sucks. That interruption was brought to you by Carol, who doesn't know how to manage the volume levels on her phone.
I don't.
Which should be set to zero because we're recording. It was. It just magically popped into an ad of some sort.
Yeah. Anyways, oh, my God. That's what happens when I put notes on my phone. Weird stuff happens.
Sure.
That's why I shouldn't do that.
You know what happens when I put notes on my phone? Nothing. They're just notes.
Whatever.
They just sit there until I read them.
What do your notes say today?
My notes say, owning a house sucks. My back's sore, I'm tired, my arms ache. I just spent the last 2 hours carpeting
in
our bedroom, and I got to do more tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. Home ownership is incredibly overrated.
Yeah.
So is adulthood in general.
True.
Like, you spend a few years of your life, man, I can't wait until I'm blank age, right? So growing up, you're always looking forward to the next, milestone, whatever it is. Like, ooh, can't wait to be 13. Ooh, can't wait till I'm 16, sweet 16, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, can't wait till I'm 18. And then you're like, ugh, I can't wait till I'm an adult. No one can tell me what to do, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get a really sweet job, and I'm going to have all this money. And then reality kicks in, and you realize it's awful.
Do you know what you're going to be? Disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. Uh-huh. It's not that great. Not that great. The next milestone for me might be death. At this point, I don't know what else there is, really.
No, there's retirement if we ever get there.
Like I said, I think I'll probably die before then.
You're not going to die before then. But that's all right. As we've discussed previously,
that's all right.
We got your cremation set up.
I might die before I can retire. You're like, that's all right. I mean, we don't have to be together forever. I mean, if you want to kick off first, that's cool.
Well, it's still forever.
You're like, hey, that's only in how many years?
Just leave more retirement money for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. There's a giant nest egg waiting for you when I kick off, let me tell you.
No, boy.
Yeah. Again, Great. You'll be disappointed.
That's
Yeah. But anyway.
So, yes.
So, what's happened since our last podcast?
Other than you complaining about doing housework?
Sure. Housework, we'll call it. How about that election? You know what I'm very thankful for, though? And no offense to anybody that did this.
Cheese?
I am so fucking sick of seeing I voted stickers on people. It's just it's an adult thing. You do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to brag. I just got my oil change stickers, or I just mowed the lawn stickers.
Honestly, I think I would probably, that's more of an accomplishment to
for
me.
You. Yeah. You're like 14,000 miles overdue. But seriously, it's a little bit, I'm glad that's done, because it was quite annoying for me seeing that all the time. I didn't want to comment on it then because so many people were doing it, but you know, post-mortem here, I'm happy to say that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And realistically, now you can brag about it because in a lot of states, your vote's going to be counted twice because of all the recounts and all that shit. So,
yep.
It's quite tumultuous at the moment.
Our country is in flux. I'm done.
We're not done because it's not done, but...
No, but I'm done.
What does that mean?
Like, I can't... It's too much already. It's already too much.
Okay.
Let me know January 1 or wherever January... Not technically the 1st. Isn't it like the 20th
or something? 21st
or something.
I don't know.
Let me know the night before. So who's taking over tomorrow, and I'll deal with it.
Well, you'll know before then, but nevertheless, that's when they get inaugurated.
I can't listen to all of the media and the people and anything anymore. And I feel like so many people on social media are over dramatizing the whole thing.
You think?
You would have thought if the election didn't go their way that they were going to be hung up by their toenails and like I don't know. Like horrible things. They were like, "Whew, man, like they had the noose ready if it didn't go their way."
Yeah.
They were going to end up be that's just, you know.
Either way.
I felt like there was just a little bit too much drama going on now.
That PSA is the moral here is keep your toenails trimmed, because if you're going to get hung up by your toenails,
sure,
less likely to stick if you have long toenails.
That's true.
So
yeah,
pedicures,
keep them up.
Yeah, hashtag pedis. That sounds
that
bad.
That didn't sound good.
That sounds really bad.
Yeah. Come up with something else.
Hashtag no toe nails.
Just
I don't
forget
know.
It. Just forget it.
I'm going to hashtag petties.
It's November and we're about a third way through the month. How's that going?
Good. Yeah, I'm still doing the workouts every morning. I haven't this past week worked out much at all after work.
After work.
I've had a lot of like late days.
Yeah.
And in between late days, I'm doing work at the house. Like tonight, I actually had a decent day where I got home at a decent hour, and I started carpeting.
And adulting comes
in. Yeah, doing that kind of nonsense. But other than that, like the core workout stuff that I do, I'm doing every morning. So that's still holding up. That's good. I'm a little sore still. Every day it's a little bit different.
Before I even get out of bed.
I do that at like 5 o'clock
in
the morning.
You could be telling me that you do it and not, but you'd only be cheating yourself.
How dare you? You accuse me of falsifying my workout?
I am just stating the fact that legitimately that could be happening.
No, that's a real piece of shit move. You think I'm not doing the work.
I didn't say that you're not doing
you
the work.
You think I'm not doing the work, and that sucks. I thought we were better than this. I thought you knew me better. I thought our relationship was better. I thought you liked mayonnaise better than Miracle Whip. I don't know what else is better, but I don't like it.
Definitely mayonnaise over Miracle Whip.
Yeah, for sure. Miracle. I don't even know what Miracle Whip is, but
even
nevertheless,
though I grew up on Miracle Whip.
Like you lived on top of a pile of Miracle Whip?
No, you know when you grow up, whatever goes in your household, like, you know, you just think like that's all normal. But I think like my mother always bought Miracle Whip for some reason, not mayonnaise.
Gotcha.
Like I didn't even realize that there was a difference until I was an adult.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, well, hey. And then I was like, no, Miracle Whip sucks.
Gotcha. So that's what you grew up on and that's what you knew.
Kind of.
Which is probably why I took up to smoking and drinking.
Oh. <Hey. laughs> I think we just lost your parents.
Shit's listeners. Got real. I don't think they listen, so we're good.
That's not true at all.
I'm pretty sure it's true. Oh my God. The number of packs of cigarettes I stole from my father. He knows now at this point.
You POS.
And booze. POS? You mean TOS? Teenager on strike. I don't know what that stands for. I was trying to think of something clever. I was a kid. What do you want? My dad used to go to the reservation and buy cartons of cigarettes, and he would open up the cartons and put them all in this giant jar on the buffet, which now sits in our living room, by the way.
Not the jar, but the buffet.
Yeah, the buffet.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what's in there, so you just grab one. Just saying. I did lots
it's
of
very
deviant
telling.
Little things. I was very telling. Yeah, I honestly am probably a pretty piece of shit person and kid. I'll be honest. I used to.
You're coming clean now. You're just gonna get all off your chest.
I think a lot of it's out there already. I've talked to my parents about this stuff. It's just silly kid stuff. But I mean, I would search the house, and finding Christmas gifts maybe isn't that big of a deal. A lot of kids do that. You look for stuff, right?
Yeah, that's just kid stuff.
Shit would come wrapped. I would unwrap it with a knife, open it up strategically, play with the toys, and put them back under the tree before my parents would come home.
Clearly, you were left home alone far too long and too often.
I'm just saying. I would.
So it's their own fault.
I'd be on to things, and I would go grab, sneak by mom's car keys and open up her trunk and find Christmas gifts in there. I just stated that I've stolen cigarettes, and clearly obviously everybody would steal booze. So yeah.
I never had booze in my house, so no.
Oh, there was always booze in my house.
Yeah.
And I partook.
All right.
Yeah. It was fun. I tell you, this is a story I don't think I've ever told you. There was, when we lived in townhouses in Orchard Park, I don't think I ever told my parents this either. I feel like the old news thing.
Breaking news.
I feel like Bert Kreischer, like, secret time. We lived in townhouses. There was a lady that lived not too far away, and she had dogs, and she would basically pay me to come and like watch her dogs while she worked and whatever occasionally and that kind of shit. So she would do that, and she was a smoker, so I'd grab smokes from her too, which was nice. But she had booze in the house, so I'm over there as eighth grader having some booze. Usually it's just like
you
straight
are a
up
horrible
vodka.
Human being. Like, there's one thing if it's in like your house. Because if it's your parents, there's always that like gray, yeah, it's in your house. It's kind of like family property,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But now you've just escalated to a whole different POS level.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm okay with this. Listen. So I was someday, I don't even know what it was, there doing my thing. There for a couple hours. I decided to partake in some, most likely just like vodka. If I remember correctly at all. But go back to our house, and my father wants to take, I don't know what we were doing, but we ended up at the Thruway Mall, in fact. Me, him, and my brother, we went to go eat somewhere there. There must have been a restaurant there or right around that. But
if I had to go back that far, was that the Ground Round?
No, it wasn't something like that. I don't know where he took us, but as we were sitting there eating, he's like, what are you drinking? I'm like, no, crazy. I remember being buzzed as like an eighth grader eating there and then going to the Thruway Mall. It was pretty pretty awesome.
Wow.
Just call me Buzz Lightyear.
I don't ever want, you've just lost any, you are never allowed to give me any shit for anything that's ever happened in my life.
Whoa. This is not true.
Yeah.
No.
Yup.
No, there's stories you don't even tell. Me, not much the world on a podcast. So
true.
I'm opening up way more than you are. So there.
Yeah, I've got no stories from eighth grade. I can tell you that much.
Don't do drugs, kids. I never did drugs. All that deviant stuff that I did.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I stuck with stuff that was technically legal if you were old enough.
If you were
18 and or 21.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
All right.
How did we get off on that tangent? What the hell
you
were
went there,
talking
man.
About? Oh, yeah. I was talking about I voted stickers. I think that's how that all started.
That was a rabbit hole.
Yeah. All right. Mom and Dad, love you. You're not listening, but still.
Speaking of family, though.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to go down the dark darkness.
Ooh, real talk.
Well, not real talk, but...
No.
This whole COVID thing, it's weighing me down. And I'm an antisocial person normally for
true.
All this time. It doesn't really bother me. But holidays are coming. And now we live in New York State where, you know, they're coming. They suggest you do nothing. Matter of fact, you should live in a bubble. But Now, I get it. You got to be careful, right? But at one point, do you cross the line between being concerned with someone's physical well-being, right, COVID, and mental well-being? And why does physical well-being trump your mental well-being or mental health?
Trump. Tremendous.
Right?
So, okay, what are you getting at here?
So I feel like it's gone too far.
How?
This is just me. I feel like because isolation's not good for anybody. And let's face it, everyone looks forward to the holidays.
Sure.
Right? Because especially everyone's adults, everyone's got their own lives going on. And you look forward to seeing, well, most people, but I do, look forward to seeing your family. You know, your siblings, their kids, everybody sure. else. But now we're not supposed to do that.
Well, we can.
Well, I understand. Yes.
You just can't do it.
It is frowned upon, discouraged, and they are making it sound like if you go to a family gathering, you're all going to die.
Listen, there's been a lot of studies on this, and it's been proven multiple times in studies that if there are 26 people at a gathering, everybody will be dead within a week.
Right.
If you stay with 25, you're fine. Yeah, absolutely. It's that one person. Just like if you go to a restaurant, so we're now considered a yellow zone, right?
Because yes, there's been clusters.
All that means is we're like cluster fucked because it just means that they're trying to get back to more restrictions. It's ridiculous. It's retarded. It's stupid. Clearly, cases are going to go up as people start to go out and do more things. That's cases. That's not deaths. That's not ICU, you know, admittances. That's not hospitalization admittances.
No.
That is cases.
Mm-hmm.
This is still, and this, sorry if this is political and people, forgive me, it's not. It's just fact. This is still something that has 80% of the people are asymptomatic all the time and has like maybe a 2%. Is that gracious death rate?
Oh, not even, so, yeah. And when you look at that death rate of those people, and this is one thing, again, my career is quote-unquote, I'm an analyst. When you look at the data is so incredibly skewed, it's ridiculous. So they can throw out numbers at me all day long. It's skewed. It's skewed who they are reporting as COVID deaths, who has them, and everything else. So most of it is a bunch of hooey.
Hooey?
Hooey. That's right. Hooey.
Hooey Lewis in the news?
That is a professional term in the analyst world. Hooey.
Is that part of grids? In Excel,
yep.
You get the grid.
It's a grid. Yep.
No, but it is silly. We are, so yeah, and you know,
so
COVID,
for those
COVID also
who,
knows.
Who are at risk. If you are at risk, that's great. Stay home. But I feel like they are just scaring the absolute bejesus out of the general population. Everyone's going crazy. They're losing their minds.
Yep.
And it's only getting worse.
Yeah. Anybody, if we have Thanksgiving here, I don't care how many people are here.
Well, I already sent out the invite, so we're having Thanksgiving.
I'm licking everybody on the face. That's how little everybody
you
should care about
this
thing.
Stay 6 feet away from me, buddy.
Nope.
Yep.
I'm going to be licking your face, too.
Gross.
Twice. One for each cheek.
Turn
the other cheek.
That's going to end really poorly for you.
Turn the other cheek. Follow Jesus' advice.
End poorly for you.
No, it won't. You're going to be one that's going to get COVID and die, apparently. Did you know that COVID can also tell when there are more than four people at a table?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a family of five wants to go out to dinner. They have to like draw straws.
Right.
Somebody's not going.
No, somebody's not going.
And what if it turns out to be like the 2-year-old? They're just going to leave that kid at home. Right?
Yeah.
Like we want Applebee's.
They'll just strap him into the swing. Right? He'll be fine.
It's endless apps, Jimmy. You're staying home. You'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's great.
The
dog will
keep an eye on him.
Well, they would all die if five people were at a table.
Right.
Science. This is ridiculous, yeah. Anyway, that's not about, again, I always say it's not political because it's not. I don't give a shit about politics so much is that I just think that there are stupid things going on around us and that we as a people realize how dumb they are. And as you said, if you have pre-existing conditions, cool. You're at risk. Don't take the risk. Stay home.
Right.
Do all this stuff. That's great. For 98%. 8.6 whatever it is percent of the people,
right,
we're going to be okay. Yep. We're going to get through this. And I've said this all along.
If somebody has it, let me know. I want to come over. You can feel free to breathe on
yeah.
me. Let me touch your, you know, your coffee mug, whatever.
I'll make out with
I
them.
I would like to.
It could be
a
dude.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, I don't care.
Anyways.
I honestly think I've talked about this. I think I've been exposed to it, I'm sure. We've been in so many houses, been around so many people. Somebody had to have it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You
doesn't
never
matter.
Know. But that needs to just...
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy your turkey.
Yes.
Make sure it serves
24
people.
On a more
people
inspirational
no more.
Note during this past week.
Oh, you found Jesus. You were reborn.
Was he lost?
Yeah, he was lost in the desert for 30 days and 30 nights.
Yeah, but that wasn't like last month.
That was a couple of thousand years ago.
Right, and
allegedly.
I wasn't around to find him, so how would I have found him?
Hmm. Well, he's immortal.
Way before my time.
Anyway, what? What?
So, this past week,
yes,
there was an Ironman triathlon.
Yes.
And there was a record set at this particular event. The first Down syndrome participant, Chris, I believe his last name is pronounced Nykik. It was the first triathlete, if you will, to complete an Ironman distance.
That's awesome.
That is incredibly awesome.
It is. And I saw this story as well because, you know, you and I both have feeds, I think, that feed into a lot of like sports and running related
right.
stuff. But he's what, like 21, 24? He's in his low 20s.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
He's young
but
guy.
He did it in like 16 and a half hours, which is incredibly right. respectful or respectable. Respectful. Stupid. It's super respectable. Like
yes,
somebody doing a full Ironman in 16 hours and change is an incredible accomplishment. And
yeah, just to complete it. And,
right.
and yes, for the average person
yeah.
is incredible.
That's huge.
So, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, high five to him. That's... See, and this is a terrible thing because, and I think that's, I mean, I don't know if everybody's like that, but I think to myself, like, wow, I'm a piece of crap. Because I think to myself, there's no way I could ever do that or would want to invest the kind of time to
yeah.
train to do that. And then I'm like, well, if he can do it. I should be. I'm like, no, he's special in more ways than one. He kicks my ass. I don't
yeah.
know if I can do a full Ironman.
Down syndrome or not, he's clearly committed and capable of pushing himself to that limit. That's awesome.
Right.
That's super cool. So... We've talked about new segments recently. And
that's right. You have one now.
I have one. You have one.
Yep.
We don't have bumper music for him yet, unfortunately. So, you know, I'll be working
that
on that at
yours.
Some point. Well, I'm sorry. I've been, you know, working a lot and doing stuff around the house. But my segment was celebrity death updates.
Yeah. You got one for this week.
Yeah. So... celebrity death update. Alex Trebek is dead. Have you ever courtesy flushed?
Well, yeah, it's the courteous thing to do.
Well, you're saying it like it's a gimmick. Have you ever done it?
Do you want me to change my answer to suit your...
I want you to be honest for once in your life.
Dude, I'm always honest.
No, you're not. Anyway, I had this... I thought about this, that... sometimes, and we all do, take a pretty big poop.
That's like a daily thing for you, so.
Yeah, well, sometimes are more, I guess, I'm more astonished at what comes out sometimes than I am most times. Yeah, it's the volume. But I have courtesy flushed as a courtesy to the toilet. Because I think sometimes that there's so much in there that toilet's going, phew.
Well, at least you're courteous to somebody.
Of me, man? The poor toilet is a victim. And so I don't care about if it smells and does all that stuff. I think the toilet is at like maximum capacity sometimes.
Maximum capacity.
So that's
right?
my courtesy flush is to really, as a courtesy of the toilet, I think it's for its
yeah.
service.
Screw everybody
for
else.
For its loyalty, for always, you know, having my back side.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's that.
Can you be more courteous when you're in the bathroom downstairs off the kitchen?
What do you want me to do?
Flush courteously.
I do. We just talked about this.
Yeah, but that was sounded like it was just on a rare occasion. And I just want to spare anyone in the kitchen your aroma.
I hate having a bathroom off the kitchen. That's so terrible.
There's another one upstairs that you could literally use,
yeah,
but
I don't
want to
come up. I start, if I'm pooping in the morning, it's usually before you wake up. And I don't want to be up there pooping.
That's
like
not
in the next room. There's literally one uninsulated wall that separates our bedroom from the
shitter.
Guess
what? If you're in the bathroom and I'm in the kitchen downstairs, same shit.
I'm aware. But at least you're in the kitchen making noise or doing something. You're not just laying in bed.
Nobody is listening to you shit.
Apparently you are.
No. You think people
you're recording this stuff?
Yes. This I'm
Dear Diary, today's Joe shit sounded like
I actually post to
Carpet Bombing
Poopers Anonymous, and it's just a bunch of people that record other people pooping.
Ah, PUA.com. Yeah. I know that site very well.
No, you don't, because otherwise you'd know that you've been posted there.
Well, it's anonymous. How would I know?
You would recognize your own sounds.
Yeah. That's a quality dump. That must be me.
Oh, Lord.
Gross.
Oh, boy. So.
Yes. What?
My segment this week. I had a hard time. I did some searching. Didn't find anything too wacky and strange on the Facebook Marketplace this week to report.
What?
Yeah. Although there was a run on desks, apparently.
Yes.
Spent some time this past week just looking for a desk. Nothing crazy, just the desks for college students to plop their laptop on and, do some schoolwork.
Desks are commodities, apparently.
If you are looking for a desk, a smallish, normal size student desk that is less than 50 years old and under $70, man, you better be on top of it and you better be ready to reply and get to somebody's house within the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, you almost have to be like like in your car searching Marketplace and hoping you're in the right neighborhood.
It's honestly,
it's such a hot market.
There were so many that I, responded to the post. Sorry, someone's coming to pick that up later.
And it's like a
someone's sale that, pending. Someone's picking it
like
up tomorrow.
12-minute-old post or something.
And literally, the one that I was able to actually procure, and it was only because I was literally hunting on market.
And we were driving while we were
shopping.
Estate sailing.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, we were at estate sales. We stopped at Home Depot. I'm walking through the aisles in Home Depot looking at my phone.
Yes, you were.
And the post was literally less than 15 minutes old. And even then, she said, it's first come, first serve. Whoever picks it up first.
It was ridiculous.
I'm like, I am on my way.
Then we go to a neighborhood that are like $500,000, $600,000 houses.
Yep.
Selling a
$20
desk.
Yeah. But we got it.
We did.
Score for us.
Yeah. And they had three dogs, two of which we got to pet.
Yeah. They were super cute.
I already forgot. The little timid girl was India. And what was the black lab? Gunner, yes. One of the Nelson twins.
Sure. I'm sure that's who he was named after.
The other one is Matthew. Yeah.
So, yeah. It's always a bonus when we get to go someplace and pet puppies.
You know I like to check fact on Twitter, right?
Sure, because if it's on fact on Twitter, it must be true. Right.
And how often are you on Twitter?
Very, very infrequently.
Right. What's your go-to social media thing generally?
Platform? Probably Facebook.
Gotcha.
Facebook or Insta.
Interesting. Because what fact said was that people who get their news from Twitter people who get their news from Twitter tend to be more educated than those who get their news from Facebook.
Okay, well, hold on.
Boom roasted. But no,
you asked
stop. Next topic.
Stop. You asked me what my go-to social media was.
No more questions.
You did not ask me where I would go to for news.
I didn't.
Your fact was entirely around, quote-unquote, news.
It's a fact, nonetheless.
You didn't ask me where I go for my news.
So, basically, it means I'm more educated than you, is what this is saying.
No.
Yeah.
Clearly not, because you can't even formulate an appropriate question.
Well, I did. I got the right answer. It was the answer I wanted to hear. So
okay, what you want to hear and the truth are two different things, buddy.
No, not this time.
Yep.
There you go. You can't dispute it. It's fact. It's from fact on Twitter. So way to go. Keep looking at Facebook, dum-dum.
Sure. Lord. Anyways, I do have to give a, and this is usually your thing to give, quote-unquote, shout-outs.
Oh, okay.
To Jax in Texas.
All right, hang on 1 second. To Jax in Texas.
Yep.
Is this J-A-C-K-S? No. J-A-X?
Yep.
Is this in person?
Yeah.
Is it somebody you know?
Personally, no.
All right, I'm listening. What do you got?
So anyways, I have to say congratulations
to
this 8-year-old boy who is the junior mullet champion for 2020. Inaugural winner, nonetheless.
So 2020 is so shitty that they had to come up with a mullet award for juniors. And Jax...
Yeah, it was age 1 to 14.
And Jax has such shitty parents that they said, hey, there's this award... And guess what? You're going to grow your hair like this, stupid. And I don't care if you like it or not. We're going for the trophy. We're going for gold.
Yep.
There's no silver. We want gold.
They got gold.
And how old is Jackson?
Which
you
was,
say?
He's eight.
Eight?
Yeah. But he got $500 and like some other stuff.
$500 to look like Joe Dirt or Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. Well, he in reality, he could have just had long hair and then they cut the sides short.
It doesn't matter. It's still a mullet.
Yeah. But Jax won. He was the winner of the contest. He had a marvelous mullet, apparently.
He may have won the contest, but he is on the path to being a loser for life. Do not grow a mullet.
He's missing his front teeth. I'm not sure if that's because he's from Texas and wears a mullet or if it's just because he's eight.
It's a little bit of both, I think.
But he did beat out a couple other, let's see, Noah from Illinois. He was 12. He got second place. And then third place was Jude. He was only 7 from Colorado.
Could you imagine putting all the effort into this and then coming in like second or third place? Like, man, I've been grooming this mullet for 6 months. I put a lot of effort into making this thing look as good as I could. You're Noah from Illinois and you lose to 8-year-old Jax from Texas.
Yeah.
Noah, give up.
What are you going to do, man? I mean, come on.
What are you going to do? Don't get into a mullet growing contest. That's what you're going to do.
Well, poor Jax can't even sign autographs.
Why is this?
He doesn't know how to write cursive yet.
Why do you need to write cursive to sign autographs?
Because that's what an autograph is. It's your cursive signature.
I don't know about that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. I'll say, have you ever, if someone says, here, can I have your autograph? What do you do?
What do I
do?
You
just scribble. Why don't your signature is just awful? But
I say, first of all, why the fuck do you want my autograph? That would be my initial reaction to somebody.
It's probably
because
it's on legal papers that you're unaware of.
Yeah, right. You've been served.
Yep.
By the way, you owe this much. So, cool. Anything else you got pressing to talk about? Lee Press on Nails. Lee Van Cleef.
Is this 80s? What?
Lee Jeans. Buddy Lee. Buddy Guy. Buddy Holly.
No, Holly, but when I was driving today, I'm on my way home from my mother's house, and I don't even know how I started to think about this. I thought about my lack of interest in popular people's names or lives.
That's a pretty broad topic.
Well, because I thought to myself, you know a lot of things, so like Rush is your favorite band, right? You know the members of that band, you know about them, their lives, all kinds of shit. Yeah, no, I have zero interest in knowing anything about anything like that. Like, if there's the song that I like, that's great. I'm lucky if I know who sings it. I certainly probably don't know the name of it.
And how many things am I like that with? Very few. Like, Rush, I've been listening to for 35 years. So, I mean, that's one thing. But I think in general, I'm the same way. Kind of don't give a shit about a lot of stuff.
No, I think you know a lot about a lot of bands and members and people, famous people, and crap about them and
I see.
Weird stuff.
You know why?
Like, you will mention actors' names, and I'm like, I don't know who is that because I don't care. You're like, well, it's that famous show we watch all the time. That's our favorite show. And I'm like, all right.
You know why? Because I get my news from Twitter and you don't. And also, what is going on with these dogs right now?
Nothing.
Really?
Paying no attention to them whatsoever.
They're stirring, they're panting, they're wagging their tails, they're... anyway. So real quick, we got to wrap up because it's about time.
Okay.
And clearly the dogs need to take dumps pretty aggressively. All right, Sammy, take it easy, man. He just lays down. He's like, all right, I was active for like 30 seconds. I'm done. But no, I was listening to, as I was doing carpet earlier, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. It's Tuesdays with Stories, which is two comedians, Joe List and Mark Normand, just kind of talking about stuff, nothing specific. But one thing that came up that was interesting that you would appreciate that Joe List said was he was talking about he was in Seattle for a week. And one of the things he was visiting, I don't know, he was there with his wife and some family or something that had kids. Anyway, they made a deal about going and they were going to go swim in the ocean real quick, or at least go in the ocean, kind of like, you know, immerse themselves, almost like a polar.
No, like a polar plunge kind of thing.
Yeah. But it's not frozen, but it's still like probably like cold. 50 degrees. I mean, whatever.
Which is really right. Cold, honestly. Yeah.
So in the course of talking about this, that's not the story here. The story is the fact that he says, and he couldn't pronounce it initially. He still didn't, I don't think, after like six tries. He has Reynolds.
He's got Reynolds.
He's got this Renaud. I can't even pronounce it, apparently. Yeah. He's got that
Mark
thing.
Mark Norman.
No, Joe List.
Joe List.
Joe List has Reynolds. He was calling it like Reynolds or something like that. It was, but he was saying, and he described it exactly like yours. He goes, you know, my fingers and my extremities, they get cold really easily and they turn white and... So there you go. I've now officially heard of two people with this alleged syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is it alleged? You've literally seen it happen. Well, and you look at me and you go, oh, get away from me.
I think
it's
you
creepy.
Put like rubber bands around your fingers to make it look like that. And then you're like, oh, poor me.
Right.
That's kind of your MO.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, I thought you would appreciate that.
I do, because I literally don't know anybody else.
Right.
Until just now. Well, I still don't know anybody else. But
I'd like to know him, but we don't.
Maybe I'll reach out to him. I'll be like, yo.
Dude, do that. Yeah. Get some publicity
for
the podcast.
I don't know you. I don't know anything about you, but you're my husband's fave, and he's on your podcast.
But listen,
you said this,
we have to do it on the Antisocial Isolation Podcast Twitter account. In fact, I'll do it on your behalf. That's a great idea. Try and get some free pub. Publicity.
Pub
grub.
Are we going down for a pint?
Sure. I had a pint when we were in London, even though I was underage. They didn't care.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it was fun.
We should go to that meadery. That's not far from here.
That sounds like a porno.
A meadery?
You're saying mead or meat?
Mead.
Ah.
The D.
Meatery definitely sounds like a porno.
It's the new dating app.
Yeah. Meatery. Yeah. All right. We'll go to the meatery. Sure.
All right.
I'm in.
I've never had mead. Is that English?
I feel a need for mead.
Sure.
Mead notebook. Didn't they make like Trapper Keepers or something?
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So we should definitely, we've had Trapper Keepers. So that's kind of, we've had mead.
Yeah.
Nice. We'll just go in there like, we're regulars. We had Trapper Keepers. We know, we got this.
Now, you know I have to go there, right? Because it's kind of what I do. Yep. I don't know that I ever had a Trapper Keeper. I always wanted a Trapper Keeper, but they were too expensive. My mom would never
buy. Do you have like knockoff ones?
What's a knockoff? A binder?
Like a lamer container? I don't know what they would be called. Something like that. I don't know.
It's the generic of a something Trapper Keeper.
Something your mom would buy at Hills or Ames or something like that.
Don't you mock Hills. It was awesome.
I'm just saying. They had good popcorn. All right. We're done here.
All right.
It's been a week.
Yes.
We'll do it again next week, too.
Now, before the next time we go, we got to go to the meadery and give a report back. I've never had mead. I'm not a fan of beer, but you never know. Mead might be better.
Jeez. You get more meads with honey? Isn't that made with honey? You get more honey with meads? Get more bees with honey? I don't remember what it is.
But you know the Polish honey liqueur. Nothing like some Krupnik.
I love you. We'll wrap this up now. And I'll see you next week.
All right. I'll be here.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye, Joseph.